This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want you to listen carefully as to what President Harry Truman said back in the 50s. Listen to what he said. President Harry Truman said this back in the 50s. Tell me if you see in contrast as to the opposite of what he stated back in the 50s. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws, speaking of America, was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights, not privileges, comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, back in the 50s, Harry Truman, the President of the United States, said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. He goes on, if we do not have a proper fundamental moral background, which means conforms to truth, God's truth, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. Did you hear what I said? Except the state. How is it, America, that we have come, this is today's news, how is it that we have come so far and we have fallen so far as to believe who it is concerning the presidency of the United States of America now becomes a law unto himself? How is it that the American people have fallen for this? Now, many have been disturbed recently by some of the remarks that President-elect Donald Trump has made concerning same-sex marriage. Never in the history of mankind has there ever been anything called same-sex marriage. This is called daring the justice of God. And for those that are daring the justice of God, either you're a partaker or you're a spectator, you're both in the same group. You're accomplices to the crime of those that are spitting in the face of heaven. The history of those that spit in the face of God have a history of falling on their own back. And here we are, America, beginning to see history repeat itself once again. Listen, many people are disturbed about the remarks made by Donald Trump as if to suggest he is a law unto himself. If Donald Trump says there's homosexual sodomite marriage, well, then there must be. See, that's not so much the problem. The problem is that 318.9 million people stand back and allot the likes of what you've seen through President Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent sodomite in the People's White House. Folks, for those that did not know, Barack Hussein Obama appointed over 225 radical sodomites and transvestites to governmental positions in your government. Why? Now, I want to take that over to a little branch off the trunk concerning the topic and what we're talking about. Has anybody been paying attention to the sodomy and the pedophile rings across not just the United States, but globally right now, that are being busted? See, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Just a week and a half ago, 60 Minutes in England did an expose on those that were in government that were actually committing the act of pedophilia. Has anybody paid attention as to what's going on over in England now, friends? Do you know that there's so many Muslims infiltrating on the heels of the sodomites that the Muslims are attempting to take over not only that country, friends, but every facet of that country as well as the people, of course. Isn't it interesting how on the heels of the sodomites comes your sworn enemies? Whenever a people commit an act of abomination, those that commit the act of sin, violating God's moral law, when he said, thou shalt not, and you go ahead and do it anyways, you're opening the door to an enemy, folks, that you wish you would have shut the door on when you had the time to do it. Has anybody paid attention to what took place in Canada some time back when they advocated for the propaganda called homosexual marriage? They tripped over God in their nation's preamble. That's the first thing they did. The second thing they did is they gave way to the sodomites, which is all coming from those sodomites that are in government, that are allowed to do the things that they're allowed to do by the people at large. When God calls it an abomination, the people play their sympathies to their own demise. But what's interesting is the first thing they did was stumble over God, who's a rock of offense to the sodomites, which is an abominable act, the Bible tells us. It's not sin, it's an abomination. The second thing they did was, when the homosexuals got their way concerning homosexual marriage, which it is not about, the first thing they did was attack the churches. The second thing they did is attack the homeschoolers. And what they did is they attacked the homeschoolers by telling the parents, no longer will you teach your children that homosexuality is an abomination before God. You know what the third thing they did over in Canada, friends, was? Now, this is interesting. The first thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. Now, what does that have to do with homosexual marriage? Absolutely nothing. When God says it's an abomination, in America, in every state, they are called crimes against nature. Romans 1:24, read the whole of it. Also, read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and 27 other references where God brings forth the fact that homosexuality and sodomy are an abomination. Now, going back to Canada, friends, isn't it interesting how Mr. Trudeau over there, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, he's all about worshiping with Allah on the heels of the homosexuals. Now, it's interesting to note over here in America as well, Barack Hussein Obama, for many that have had their eyes open to what's going on concerning his administration, he has been advocating homosexuality from A to Z, has he not? I mean, folks, I can bring you to a safe school czar. Kevin Jennings, whose icon was none other than Harry Hay from an organization called NABLA. Did you know that during gay pride parades, America? Did you know that during gay pride parades, America, NABLA would hold up signs stating sex before eight, before it's too late? Hey, folks, who's on the heels of the sodomites in every given country? The Muslims are. When you advocate again what God condemns, America, you are opening the door to God's and your sworn enemies, who will at length, sooner or later, have way with you. But did you know also Kevin Jennings is a radical homosexual? He was appointed the safe school czar? I mean, that's pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? He was the one that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. When we come back, friends, we're going to go back to what Donald Trump has to say about same-sex marriage. And, folks, I want to tell you, it runs counter to our constitutional republic.
Did you know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, let me hit this real quick because I went off on many different bunny trails, but I want to do my best to bring it back because, friends, what we're seeing all across America today, I was just down south. Interestingly enough, Eagle Scout, guess what, friends? An Eagle Scout was busted operating a pedophile ring. I was just down south, friends. Interesting to note, Universal and Disney, those employees that worked there, this was sometime a year, year and a half ago, they were actually busted bringing forth, an operation of, guess what, pedophile rings. It's interesting to note that one of them just happened to be a Muslim that was overseeing one of the pedophile rings down south. But here, let me just give you some more facts, okay, as to the things that are coming to the light today. A former Big Brother's sister's volunteer was arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under 16 years of age. The pederast homosexual crimes, John Gisler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School in State, and the victim was believed to be Gisler's little brother. By the way, my history is when I was a little kid, I didn't have a dad. He was MIA. My mom was MIA because she was working all the time, and I had a big brother as well, and we knew back then that there was some of those kind of people involved with big brothers. I didn't know anything about big sisters at the time. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know what a homosexual was back then, but we knew what they did and how they did it. Did you know that the John Jay team reported that 10,666 people in the United States had made, of course, allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against, guess what, friends, 4,392 priests. Of course. And we see this through the Catholic Church big time. But folks, don't think it's just the Catholic Church doing this. This is also the evangelicals that are responsible for these crimes. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, back in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. You have the fox in the chicken coop. Now, friends, why is it, let's go back over to England. I brought this up during the first segment. Why is it that over in England, the 60 Minutes, the version of 60 Minutes over in England, they bring forth a couple of these victims that are now standing up and they're going after the pedophiles? Well, these victims of these pedophiles in high positions in government over there in England, friends, don't forget about the Muslim infiltration into that land, friends, on the heels of the sodomites, come who, friends, and you're seeing it here in America as well. But it's interesting to know that while they're alive, they're protected by law enforcement, friends. You want to talk about judgment turned backwards? Oh, wouldn't want to be if you're one of those that are protecting one of these. But what's interesting to note is while they're alive, again, they're being protected by what they would call law enforcement there. But when they die off, guess what, friends? Then the government comes forth. When all this information and all these young people come forward, then they acknowledge the fact that they were committing crimes against children. But they do nothing to them while they're alive. Now, don't forget about Boys Town back in the 80s, friends, in the United States of America, and it's much worse today. But keep in mind, they were actually in Boys Town, these Catholic priests were stealing these orphans away, and they were actually getting them hooked on drugs, sending them to Washington, D.C., in a pedophile ring. As a matter of fact, Barney Franks was one of them that was called out for his crimes concerning one of these young individuals who said that he was at 11 to 13 years old being shipped to Barney Franks' home, Massachusetts congressman, might I add, to his home back from the time he was 11 to 13 years old as he was being sodomized in his basement. But folks, this has been going on for a long time here. As a matter of fact, if you like to go to Conspiracy of Silence, please do so, friends, because you better bet your bottom dollar that you have compromised congressmen and congresswomen in this country. And they are in your face, friends, on a daily basis. You may think they're the good guy, when in fact, if you pull the curtain back, there's young people that are trying to tell you, friends, that they are not the good guy. But let's go back again, friends. Because, again, many have been disturbed recently by some of the remarks that Donald Trump has made concerning homosexual marriage. Again, friends, let me remind you, never in the history of mankind has there ever been such thing. Okay, never in the history of mankind. Trump stated that he was not going to be seeking to reverse the ruling in the Supreme Court. He says that it is the law of the land, and he said, I'm just fine with that. Really? You're just fine with that, huh, Donald? How is that working out for America? Now, for those that did not know, Alina Kagan is the fox in the chicken coop. Did you know who Alina Kagan was? Alina Kagan was appointed to the Supreme Court, friends. And why was she appointed to the Supreme Court? When in fact, friends, she never judged a case a day in her life. Why would she be appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America, friends? Maybe because she's a radical? Do you think that's what it could be about? Do you think maybe because she's way over the top like Barack Hussein Obama, which we know he's a sodomite? Hey, folks, keep in mind what Franklin D. Roosevelt said. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. But the question I have for you, America, is going back over to the likes of Alina Kagan. Why was she affirmed by the Republicans, all the while knowing that she herself has never judged a case a day in her life? See, friends, the stage is set. And just in time, Alina Kagan, for those that did not know, who's been confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, who's never judged a case a day in her life, is the former dean of students at Harvard. Contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, for Christ and the church, and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known, are you ready for this? Appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, Alina Kagan. I got to say it one more time. She's never judged a case a day in her life. But I'll tell you why they put her there. Because she is responsible for queerifying Harvard, for those that did not know. Now, during her tenure, She did the following. Listen carefully. This is Alina Kagan, who was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama to the Supreme Court. Alina Kagan hired former ACLU, Roger Baldwin, from the founder from the ACLU, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Just so you know, it's a communist organization. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach, ready for this, queer legal theory. No such thing, friends. In which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, involving polygamy, and in the sexuality of minors. Can I interject this, friends, real quick? I just got a train of thoughts rushing through me right now. You do know that Brian Bender from the Boston Globe broke the story over 7 years ago. You can go online, you can find it. An ICE investigation found out that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America, over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America were busted, friends, were busted downloading child pornography. What's taking over the DOD, friends? The Muslims are. They're compromised. They're extorted men, friends. That's what's going on in your country today. God said no, but you show sympathy for them, friends. And I want to tell you something. How ridiculous that kindness or judgment would be overlooked. Because I want to tell you what happens, friends. When you overlook judgment because of kindness, you better bet your bottom dollar that love kills itself by how? Killing justice. You cannot do that. But listen to this. 5,000 members of the DOD. Friends, 5,000 members of the DOD, Defense Department of the United States of America, were busted downloading child pornography. The criminal attorney general, Eric Holder, said that they didn't have enough resources to actually investigate or to prosecute or indict. Isn't that interesting? Because now we know that the FBI has something called the Operation Pacifier, where they're actually setting people up to download child pornography. And when they hit the wrong button, or if they open up an email and it's there, guess what? They want to come in and indict. Boy, that's amazing how that works. Now, that's called a country that's destroying itself because they've left off God. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. Let's go back to Kagan. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. Why is it always aimed at the kids, friends? And if you think I'm off base, why don't you go ahead and look to the NEA, the National Education Association, who has something called the Homosexual Caucus. You got to feel sorry for them homosexuals, right? Them victims, no, friends. They don't have the shield up, friends. They have the spear up because they love to pull your hair and smack your face as they have the audacity to crime victim status as they perpetuate the crime. Oh, by the way, the NEA said that wasn't good enough, a homosexual caucus. Now they have something called a drag queen caucus.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, by the way, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Or if you'd like to call in over the next half hour, you can, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Here we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And that's how things are just going to fly here, because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. Now, jumping back to the topic, we've been talking about a government out of control. Folks, you got to understand that atheism and homosexuality and communism and all these other groups and these Islamics and these other individuals that are a threat to who we are as a people, you need to understand that it's trickling down from those that call themselves representatives. This isn't just coming out of nowhere, friends. This is about what is being been tolerated by the people in this country. And the more you tolerate, the more they'll advance their propaganda. And that's exactly what they're doing. As I always say, friends, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Well, I'll tell you what, not on my watch when it comes to our posterity who has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Now, Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, rightly said that while the people are virtuous, they're moral, they're obedient unto the Christ, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Now, did these guys know much more than we do? Of course they do, friends. Why is it? Because they were the ones that fought the fight to give us the freedoms in which we have. And going to one of his predecessors, William Blackstone, who is the commentator on the laws of England, England Common Law, said concerning American government, which is established on common law, said, "No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God." And every single time any people wander from God's moral law, they wickedly depart from the moral law of God, Psalm 119, what happens? You see the destruction of man. And we understand what John Adams, the second president of the United States, meant when he said, what follows luxury? Decadence. Of course it does. Because you can't go any higher, friends. But I want to say this. We don't want to depart from the living God. We're thankful, and out of gratitude, we follow the Christ in holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth, which is a work of the Holy Ghost, because we're saved by grace through faith in that, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. I'm over in Ephesians 2 and also in Titus 3. Read them both when you get a moment. Let me get back to my point here. I was just talking about how, well, none other than Donald Trump said that, well, homosexuality and gay homosexual sodomy marriage, friends, is the law of the land. And he said, "I'm fine with that." Well, I want to tell you something. I'm not. And I don't care what you're fine with, Donald Trump, because you are not appointed by the people as a representative to tear down the Constitution of the United States of America, to recreate it in your own image. And I don't care if I love you to death. And I want to tell you something, friends. Love tells the truth. Hate does not. I will stand behind good government every inch of the way, but where it becomes corrupt, I will be the first one to stand in front of them and correct them, because we are called not to throw off the Constitution the way that men believe it to be today. We're called to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. Let's get this right, America, okay? Now, going back, listen to what Donald Trump said. He said he's fine with it. It's the law of the land. Well, when he's talking about the law of the land, what is he talking about? Well, let's take it another step. Like President-elect Donald Trump, a prominent Baptist minister, here's the problem, in Texas who backed Trump's campaign effort, says that despite his opposition, same-sex marriage is settled law and Christians should move on to another issue such as abortion. Wait a second. You want to talk about straining at a gnat while he swallows the camel? 57 million babies have been murdered because the professed church in America has stood down rather than standing up. Instead of protesting, they've been appeasing. They've been guilty of accomplices before God, as guilty as charged when it comes to those that murder because the government sanctioned in the first place against God's moral law, which makes it a crime, friends. Just because government says it's law doesn't make it law. It can have the color of law, can have the smell of law, but again, it doesn't mean it's law, friends. If you want to know what law is, the backbone is always reading God's moral law, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. But again, here we have it, friends. A Baptist minister in Texas who backed Trump's campaign said, it's time to move on. Hey, folks, he said it's time to move on. Same-sex marriage is settled law. Now, I'm highlighting those that were appointed by the criminal in the People's White House today. Listen to me again. I'm exposing the fact that it's been Barack Hussein Obama that picked up the likes of Alina Kagan, who never judged a case a day in her life, who was responsible for queerifying Harvard to become a Supreme Court justice just in time for homosexual marriage. Instead of standing against corruption, the professed church in America says, no, just accept it for what it is. Go back to abortion. Let's go back to that. Let's go back to that fight that we continuously lose. Well, actually, it's not really a fight because we just give it voice. We don't actually give it our actions. We give it speech. We don't actually give it showing the world our faith by our works. No, that's going too far. That's too radical. No, friends, I did a show on this. It's too radical when a government begins to legislate. If you want to call it law, go ahead, but it's not law. It's called unlaw. Friends, therefore, it makes it illegal, and it makes them outlaws that are actually legislating against the will of the people, against our constitutional republic and the enumerated laws. I don't care what these people have to say. You can't advocate what God condemns. But here again, you have a Baptist minister saying, no, man, it's settled law. Well, let's go to Alina Kagan, appointed just in time for the decision. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses at Harvard, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Did you also know that Alina Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to don't ask, don't tell, listen to the names, friends? Even banning military recruiters from coming on campus, Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting them anyways, friends. Listen to this. Alina Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive, using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on the campus. This is who was appointed. And here you have Donald Trump, president-elect, saying, no, it's settled law. Hey, Donald, did you know that Alina Kagan never judged a case a day in her life? I mean, do you want to talk about Ginsburg? Do you want to talk about Sotomayor? I mean, folks, they're globalists. I mean, and by the way, going over to Ginsburg and speaking of abortion, friends, she knew what abortion is about. Population control, she knew what it was all about. So instead of you allowing these individuals who are not above the law called the Supreme Court, they're black robed tyrants is what they are for the most part. You've just seen what Roberts did through Obamacare, which is completely unconstitutional. And even the dumbest individual in America knows that Obamacare is illegal. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. Folks, just because they say it's law doesn't mean it's law. Hey, folks, they're using the law against itself, and that is illegal. In America, when you decide you want to become the law, you'll deal with corruption on the Supreme Court as well, starting there. And again, keep in mind, they are not above the law. They are to discover and apply law. And if they don't sit during good behavior in adherence to the law that is already given by God, said William Blackstone, then you are to remove them. Article 2, Section 4. America, what it comes down to is the fact that this is just too much to break in on your little selfish lives. You just want to live your own little selfish lives. You don't want to have to actually stand up and deal with them yourselves. Here, I want to give you an analogy. Actually, it's not an analogy, but it's a true story. I spent some time with D. James Kennedy many years ago, right before he passed away. And I've shared this story several times, but it comes to my aid right now. Now, what's interesting is D. James Kennedy still preaches to the world literally 7 days a week, and he's been dead for 7 to 8 years. But right before he passed away, I spent about 3 hours with him. And he said, Bradley, he goes, you know what? It's interesting. He goes, at one point, I'm going to hit two topics, sodomy and abortion. He said to me, it's interesting. He goes, I have these conferences where church leaders will come from all over the world. And I had one individual come to my church in Florida. And my church was being protested by the sodomites that wanted to get married. See, America, you got it backwards. Protestant, Protestant. See that? See how that works? It's your duty before God to protest, to protect your children. But it's interesting to note, friends, that the individual came up to D. James Kennedy and said to him, Dr. Kennedy, I'm just kind of curious, why do you have all these homosexuals that want to get married protesting in front of your church? And D. James Kennedy, in his spiritual wisdom, said to him, you mean your church isn't being protested? No, that's just too radical for some of you capitulators out there, isn't it? Now, what's radical, again, is go to the other side and look at the government that sanctions these crimes against itself, humanity. That's why God calls them crimes against nature, right? He said to him, "You mean your church isn't being protested? America, listen to the spiritual wisdom. You mean your church isn't being protested?" See, D. James Kennedy, now going over to the topic of abortion, was that 70-year-old man that was responsible for pointing his finger at the television and saying, "Today 4,000 babies are going to be murdered in the womb because over 300,000 pulpits in America stand down." Over 300,000 pulpits in America stand down in disobedience to the very God they say they love. You're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites, and you're a part of the problem. Hey, folks, first the church, then the government. Not the other way around. The church is responsible for what's going on in government. Until we take responsibility, nothing's going to change. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hey, folks, I wanted to give you a real quick highlight, if you don't mind. Did you know that your government right now is trying to pass a bill that stops people like myself to expose them for their crimes before you? Listen, the Spirit of God is not going to be straightened regardless if it took place or not, because God's going to have his way. We have judgment reigning upon America today, and I'm just trying to waken you up to see if somehow, through the mercy of God, that this can be prevented on the behalf of our posterity. That's who I'm fighting for right now. But again, I do again, and those, of course, that love the truth, and those that have a desire to restore our constitutional republic. See, we don't need revolution. Friends, we need reformation. Let me say that again. We don't need revolution. We need reformation. What I wanted to highlight here is, I'm actually pulling it up right now, friends. I'm sorry, I'm doing live radio. I want to hit some stats for you as quick as I can before this is all over with. What we have been talking about right now is Texas pastor defends Trump and says sodomite marriage is the law of the land. Folks, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. And the problem that we're having, I got so much information running through me, friends. I'm sorry for this overload. But on the way to the airport, about 10 days ago, I had a guy ask me, so what do you think about what's going on, so on and so forth. I said, well, you know, until the church sees its sin before a just and a holy God, Numbers 32:23, nothing's going to change. And folks, the problem is the church, because they don't take responsibility for where things are today. And it doesn't matter if they take responsibility or not, because God's going to hold them accountable to God's standard, regardless if they want to see it his way or not. This is what I wanted to say. We have the government, it's a possible threat to alternative media. House passes Russian propaganda bill. So in other words, friends, they'll tell you it's fake news. We've seen a lot of this coming out. The state-controlled narrative is setting out fake news stories, friends. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to get those that are actually telling you the truth, and they're calling it Russian propaganda. Hillary Clinton was doing this. Barack Hussein Obama was doing this. When in fact, folks, it's a totalitarian method. It's communism, friends, again. And this is a great way to create domestic insurrection. And what they're doing is they're warring against the truth, and they want you to hate those that are telling you the truth. And they want you to love those that are telling you the lie. And that's exactly what the state-controlled media has been doing for a long time in this country. There's nothing that they say that you can believe, friends. Rest assured. There's nothing they say. And folks, the only time they tell the truth is when they blurt out the truth in their confusion. And that's a fact. Sam just said, you got so much time left, and I just looked at him right before I came back in the air. I said, I gotta go back and get my train of thought, because there's so much information, and it's going on today. And the simplest way of saying that this can all go away is justice is the guardian of our liberty. And I'm doing my best to point out the law so you can understand who's actually bringing forth the crimes. I mean, folks, the conservatives of the day, man, I'm telling you, man, they're just going right along with everything that's opening up the doors. Though they're complaining about it, because they're guilty of it, they can't see it. They're blind. But they are guilty of opening the doors for your enemies to destroy through their immoral lifestyles before God. Let me go back to this, and I'm going to give you some stats, and then we're going to call it. I don't care what Donald Trump says. I don't care what Barack Hussein Obama says. I don't care what Bill Clinton says. I don't care what George Bush says. I don't care if the most righteous man in America gets up to the White House and he becomes the President of the United States of America. It just means he's more of a servant. The minute he violates the smallest of infractions concerning our laws is the minute the American people stand up and say, don't tread on me. They are there to represent we the people, not they themselves and their corruptions. I shared with you, Robert Jeffries, by the way, is the guy that leads the First Baptist Church in Dallas, who spoke last week with Good Morning Texas, which he noted that, you know, it's water under the bridge. There's nothing we can do about homosexual marriage. Well, I highlighted those that are responsible for actually advocating the propaganda of something that's never been in the history of mankind. In through that, I interjected the crimes that are being committed against our children. And I also told you, and you better bet your bottom dollar I'm right when I'm telling you this, this is all coming from corrupt pedophiles in government. Just look to the 60 Minutes, just look in England, and just look to Conspiracy of Silence online. Millions upon millions upon millions of people have seen it. And they know exactly who's responsible for it. And you better bet your bottom dollar the FBI, the bad guys, in the FBI, are responsible for protecting those that are committing the crimes against the children. And there's nothing new under the sun. But I wanted to give you a little history that you might not know of. A high-profile attorney, Aaron Biber from Minnesota, was sentenced to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy who police said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. Why do they go for these innocent boys? Little kids. Hennepin County District Judge Lloyd Zimmerman said that this was one of the most horrific cases he's ever seen. Has anybody taken the time to read the manifesto, homosexual manifesto? It's all aimed at the kids. Oh, they say it's satire. No, it's not, friends. Open your eyes. It's a reality today. It's just like the state-controlled media. They call it a theory, conspiracy theory, until it's too late. See, the dummies themselves don't realize they're on the same boat, do they? And then everybody sinks. Well, if you'd read the Word of God, you'd know who's telling you the truth in the first place, and the Constitution. In 2010, former Minneapolis Park Police Captain William Jacobs was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009. Prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 40,000 pornographic images on his hard drive and DVDs in his home. 17 more witnesses came forward to testify that they were abused by Jacobs between 1962 and 1982. Wow. We've seen these human rights activists, homosexuals in San Francisco, busted for child pornography as young as 2 years old. It's interesting how these people are protected by the higher-ups. Hey, folks, if they're the higher-ups, then go higher up and deal with them. Send a stronger message that you will not tolerate crime against our children. That you will not tolerate crimes against heaven, first and foremost. Judge John Mardaw, chief magistrate of the New York City Criminal Court, said homosexuals account for half the murders in large cities. If you'd like to check that out, please go to the Post Tribune, 18 December 1992. Homosexual rights are concern for some. It's written by K-A-I-F-E-T-Z-J. Just so you understand, people are always nitpicking everything I say. I'm going to give you the point of reference. Go to it. Captain William Riddle of the Los Angeles Police Department said 30,000 sexually abused children in Los Angeles were victims of homosexuals by the same guy. Post Tribune, 18 December 1992. 37% of homosexuals engage in sadomasochism, which accounts for many accidental deaths. In San Francisco, classes were held to teach homosexuals how not to kill their partners during sadomasochism. I'm sorry I have to bring it up, friends. I really am. Fields, Dr. E, is homosexual activity normal? Marietta, Georgia. About one-third of all sexual abuse cases among children are committed by, guess who, friends? Homosexuals. And about one-half of all such cases among foster children are committed by homosexual providers. By the way, this is what they lay for. Orphanages, they lay for the foster care system. This is where they're laying for these kids that are vulnerable. We need to stand up for these kids, America. This one was found in Psychological Reports, 1986, page 327 through 3758. That's the numbers. 41% of the homosexuals say that they have had sex with strangers in public restrooms. Weird. 60% say they've had sex with strangers in bathhouses. Weird. 64% of these encounters have involved in the use of illegal drugs. Again, Fields, Dr. E., Marietta, Georgia. Did you know that 50% of the calls to a hotline to report queer bashing involved domestic abuse or violence? Did you know that it was homosexuals beating up other homosexuals? This is on Newsweek, October 4th, 1993. See, all this stuff is right in front of your face, America. 33% of homosexuals admit to minor adult sex. Family Research Institute, Lincoln, Nebraska. sex before eight, before it's too late. You can see these during the gay pride parades, friends. Just think about that. This is an organization called NAMBLA, which the FBI monitors, North American Man Boy Love Association, and PS over in England, and they're attempting to do it here today in America, is they're attempting to normalize pedophilia. So they'll deny everything that I'm telling you right now, but if you do your due diligence, you'll find out that I'm not the one that told you. I'm just pointing you in the right direction. But again, friends, God said this is an abomination, and there's a reason for it. So, folks, we will talk to you in 23. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. And, of course, he got that from who? The emulation of Jesus Christ, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.